Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a deep recording, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, my friend?
Doing all right.
Yeah, well, you're always doing all right, man, with that voice. So, how are things going, man? You making the adjustment?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work. But I am. I mean, I'm just.
Yeah. Well, you're cut out for a lot of work, man.
Yeah, busy bee.
Yeah. Well, you got things lined up in your life and your whole life ahead of you, and yeah, it's good to see you when a young man has his whole life ahead of him and he's got a plan. There are people who go through there are people who go through their entire lives without having a plan at all. Can you imagine living your whole life and not having any plans, just living your life? And unfortunately, too broad a segment of the American people, and really people all over the world, don't have a plan. Hey, man, I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a plan for my life until, maybe 45 years old. And you just go along with it. And I found through years of living that the earlier you can have your plan, the more likely it is that you'll be successful in life. So, man, 20 years old, knowing what you want to do. Where did that come from, man? Mom, dad?
I mean, myself mostly. I've always been one that, you know, likes to work, likes to help people.
Well, yeah, listen, man, working, yeah. I mean, I did that all my life.
Yeah.
Until I started doing radio is when I quit working.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of view it all, you know, part of the same thing.
Yeah.
I've never been one that's been a big fan of, like, typical retail jobs, like stuff that people my age are normally working, you know, doing that, going to college. I couldn't stand it. I want to do something. You know,
all
impact on the people.
All of your life, which encompasses 20 years. But you're what they call a young person with an old spirit. and so, man, it's good to meet you. It's good to know you. I'll be following your successes. As you age, you're destined to do some big things.
Yeah, thank you.
In your life. But I wanted to begin, but let me ask you something, man, because you're a young guy. And do you eat breakfast? No, you don't.
No. breakfast is kind of something that, you know, isn't. I mean, you just eat when you're hungry, really.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not what, you know, the experts say or project or predict. They tell you the breakfasts you should eat, and well, when you're 20 years old, it doesn't matter. You can eat a cow, you know, in the morning, the whole cow, and that'll be okay because you won't gain any weight. You won't things just, you know, that's something about being young, man, that as we get older, many of us, we just, man, if only I was young again. But I'm not one of those people who longs to be young again. You know, there's something about life lived that that is important. And I forgot who it was who said, a man doesn't learn how to live until he reaches 70 years old. I'm not quite there yet, but it's coming up on me quickly in my rearview mirror. A man doesn't learn how to live until he reaches 70 years of age. And then by that time, you're looking at a short lifespan. 70 years, 70 is what, you know, in the Bible, that's what you've been promised, 70. So once you reach that age, anything above that is all of it is a blessing. But anything above that, you know, is extra. But what you eat as we get older makes all the difference in the world and our health and all. And then don't mistake me for being a health fanatic, right? I am clearly not that. But as time is going on, I realize, you know, the importance of what you put in your mouth. And I'm still not where I need to be on that, even though I finally gotten to the point where I cut back. I mean, I still eat junk, man, right? You can still catch me eating a big bag of potato chips, right? You know, I'm not talking about the $1.25 bag. You don't waste that. You don't do that, do you?
I mean, I do eat potato chips. I mean, I don't know. My diet isn't the greatest, for honestly.
No, well, man. Listen, you weigh 140 pounds.
Yeah, about.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, you don't have to eat anything, and clearly, your metabolism is moving so fast, you don't have to eat anything.
Yeah, everything just kind of comes out. Like I'm hungry, like every like a couple hours.
Well, yeah, man.
I'm just constantly.
Yeah, but anyway, man, I really wanted to talk about. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I was reading this article about the experts who say and talk about the worst foods to eat in the morning. You know, I used to love my bacon. Eat bacon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I don't eat meat as much as I used to. But
yeah, you don't eat meat as much as you used to. You're 20 years old.
Yeah. no, I used to kill that when I was a kid.
When you were a kid.
Yeah.
So why'd you stop eating meat as much?
I actually went vegetarian for like a little bit, but it just doesn't really feel very right in my stomach every time I eat, and meat just doesn't.
Yeah. Well, you know, once you wean yourself off of it, you know, then your body makes the adjustment, right?
Yeah, it does.
You know, and but you know, I've always breakfast, man, bacon and eggs and hash browns, and man, to me that was, man, you're living a king's life. Yeah. If you had that for breakfast, right? Yeah. Couple eggs over hard. You know, people tell me how over easy is the best way, but I've never had over easy eggs with the yolk running. You eat that?
Nah, I haven't. I usually just always eat them scrambled.
Yeah, and scrambled. But anyway, you notice that we things are changing when it comes to what we are supposed to eat. Doctors always talk to us when we were younger about the food pyramid and all those things that you needed to have to lead a healthy life. And now as times have gone on, we realize all those things that they were telling us were an error. And nutrients are really what's the most important thing that you need, but they leave you feeling hungry. If you eat the right things, I'm sitting here. I got some mix that has a lot of sesame seeds, right? And what does it have in here? It's got It's got pumpkin seeds. It has cashews. It has peanuts, sunflower seeds, and sesame sticks. And it tastes really good, but, you know, I don't know so much if that's the right thing to be eating for breakfast, but I'm getting to the point where I don't eat as much for breakfast. So, but I'm at a time in my life that I'm, look, man, I want to hang around a little longer. And so we have to get to a point, man, where we need to do all the right things in order to hang around a little longer. Mm-hmm. Longevity has its place and in this life. And what we do know is that death is eternal and lasts forever. So the plan is to hang on to the life as much as you can, and you do that by watching the things you put in your mouth and doing a little exercise from time to time. We got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about this morning, as always. So much to talk about and so little time to do it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. So what do you eat for breakfast?
Me?
What? Well, I'm talking to those in the audience. What is your favorite breakfast and why? 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about what are the worst breakfast foods for you to eat. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen to the list of things that they say are the worst for you to eat for breakfast. I don't think there's anything you can eat for breakfast. Listen to this rundown. The worst choices: cereal, donuts, breakfast pastries, sugary coffee drinks, which I just had one of. These added sugars arrive all at once in your system like a sugar bomb and get converted into calories much more quickly. This can lead to negative health effects. Listen to some of the other things that you should not be eating for breakfast. Floury products, such as waffles, pancakes, biscuits. Where else are we? Foods that are high in saturated fats, like muffins, pastries, hash browns, fried foods, red meat, milk, butter, or margarine, are also not the healthiest breakfast options. unhealthy saturated fats can heighten your risk of cardiovascular disease. I mean, you think about it. Fatty foods, any kind of meats, processed meats such as bacon, sausages, and ham are typically high in saturated fats as well as sodium or salt. If consumed often, these meats may increase your risk of obesity and cardiovascular disease. What else is there left? I mean, there's nothing else left. No biscuits, no hash browns, no eggs, no bacon, no sausage, no ham, no cereal. No yogurt, you know, sweetened yogurt. I mean, you can eat regular yogurt with nothing in it, you know, added to it, but, you know, that's no flavor whatsoever. But so you've got to, they've pared down almost everything that's tasty. So here are the healthiest foods and the things that are left. The healthiest choices include a variety of nutrient-dense foods rich in fiber, plant-based protein, slowly digested carbohydrates, and healthy fats according to Waters. Swap those sugary cereal for rolled or steel-cut oats, choose whole fruit over juices, and find ways to pack in more or at least some vegetables and healthy plant-based protein, such as soy products or a small handful of nuts and seeds, she said. Well, I guess it's going to be rough for me because if that's the option for breakfast, again, let me repeat that. Swap those sugary cereal for rolled or steel-cut oats. The healthiest choices include a variety of nutrient-dense foods rich in fiber, plant-based protein, slowly digested carbohydrates, and healthy fats, according to Waters, and choose fruit over juices, and find ways to pack in more or at least vegetables and healthy plant-based proteins, such as soy products. Let's see. Am I going to plan to eat a breakfast rich in vegetables tomorrow morning? Or what are the chances of that happening for me every morning? You know, my wife eats vegetables for breakfast. And she's healthy and hasn't gained an ounce in over 40 years. So that does work. There's no question about it. It does work. But when you're a growing man, it's hard to sit down and eat broccoli for breakfast. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Alan, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. What do you say?
Well, sir, the reason I called was you guys you're not coming out over the airwaves.
Yeah, we're not coming out in Madison. It should be fixed in a couple of hours. We've had a number of callers call about it. It should be fixed within a couple of hours.
Thank you very much. That's what I called for. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much for the call. You know, from time to time, we're playing out in so many different markets that we are having trouble. As we try to put this thing together, there's so many different variations that happen. But thanks for keeping us informed. It means that there are people who are listening, and that's what the bottom line is about, people listening. We'll have it up and going in a moment as crack engineer Brian is all over the state in putting out fires. So thank you guys for keeping us updated. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll get into some real things. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. United States Citizenship and Immigration Services has a backlog of around 6 million immigration benefit requests, with an additional 8.5 million pending requests that are not in the backlog yet because they aren't ready for adjudication. This means that the USCIS has 13.7 million benefit requests to do in addition to the new applications it is receiving. The USCIS plans to hire 4,000 additional employees by the end of this calendar year, but the agency has been overwhelmed for years by a backlog crisis that wasn't caused entirely by an employee shortage, and its backlog won't be brought under control just by adding more employees. This has been an ongoing problem in the nation for the last 4, 5+ years. I repeat, an ongoing problem in this nation for the last 4 to 5 years that has not been fixed. And so to hear people whining and crying and blaming one man for the problems that we have with our immigration system is just a bald-faced lie. And so let's see if I have this right. 4 to 5 years ago, let's see, Donald Trump was the president of the United States 4 years ago. There was an ongoing problem with people who were trying to get access into this country during his time. And you hear the people lying and calling out and saying Donald Trump fixed the border crisis. Well, you know, when you look again at the fact that 18 million people have not been able to move into citizenship in this country legally, then you understand why there's so many at the border who are trying to get in. Why have they not been able to fix the legal entry into this nation? Once again, Republicans who continue to do everything within their power to destroy equal opportunities for people to come into this country, especially from Central American nations. And what do you think is at the root of that? Well, if you don't know, I'll tell you. But to continue to talk about these problems and not fix them for political reasons is what's at the root of it. So how do you begin to fix it? How do you begin to fix a backlog of 18 million people and a nation that is short on workers. Where and why is that not prioritized? The agency's fee for servicing funding model requires it to comply with the Administrative Procedure Act rulemaking procedures to adjust the amount of the fees. This includes extensive fact gathering, analysis, negotiations, and navigating through multiple reviews conducted by various offices in USCIS, DHS, and OMB. Then it must provide notice and a meaningful opportunity for the public to offer comments on proposed fee changes, with the public comment period closes. The agency must consider and draft responses to the unique requirements. Then, except for the initial fact-gathering phase, the review process is repeated with the final rule similarly requiring the USCIS Director, DHS, and OMB to review and approve it. It takes a long time. It took approximately 2.5 years to move the August 3rd, 2020 rule through the entire process from the initial fact gathering to publication of the final version in the Federal Register. By the time USCIS issued that final rule, the data on which it was based was outdated. You want to know why? All those people are at the border. We have a system that is broken that does not allow swift enough access for people who are lined up and have been lined up for years to gain citizenship in this country. Now, you know, for those who think that these things are right, well, you know, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. The ombudsman says this is their solution, that they should re-engineer the agency's biennial fee review process and associated staffing models to ensure that they proactively project the amounts needed to meet targeted processing time goals for future processing and backlogging adjudications. Seek public appropriations to cover the cost of delivering humanitarian-based immigration benefits. Consider seeking congressional authority to establish a new financing stream through the Federal Financing Bank or through some other mechanism to provide funds as needed. At its discretion, request annual appropriations specifically earmarked for eliminating backlog. Resume the use of the authority to adjust fees annually on the basis of salary inflation factor calculation. These recommendations would improve the funding system, but it would make more sense to fund the agency with congressional appropriations instead of trying to make the application fee-based system work, which is what the Republicans are shooting for. Always on the wrong side of the issue, but yet no miles louder than theirs when it comes to what needs to be fixed. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, what's going on?
Well, you and I and Sandy had this discussion a day or
two. I'm not talking about you, I, and Sandy. I'm talking about what I'm talking about right now.
Yep, and your party doesn't want to solve it. They want to keep it as a campaign.
What are you talking about? I just got through telling you this is an article from The Hill that says Republicans have been in the way of denying access.
Right. Well, I guess there's a way to do legal access.
This is what we're talking about. I'm talking about legal access, man. What is wrong with your ears?
No, you're not.
What are you talking about? Listen, man, I'm not going to put up with you. I told you. I'm talking about legal access. 18 million people are waiting for legal access. What part of that don't you understand?
And what part don't you understand that on day one, Joe Biden signed an executive order number 13 to stop the border?
Hey, cut him off, man. Cut him off. I'm not going to put up with that foolishness. That's what's at the root of it. you know, wasting time talking to somebody who does not listen. 13 million people waiting legally to get access into this nation. And you've got people like the last caller, I'm not even going to mention his name anymore, ignoring that reality and instead wanting to point at one man. I told you this happened over the last 5 years when Donald Trump was president. But you ignore that. You ignore that. Even though that's fact. This is an article in The Hill. Look it up. Or maybe you have trouble spelling The Hill. You know, maybe we can help you with that. It is absolutely mind-boggling. And it is what frustrates people so much in this nation and why the nation is in the trouble it's in. It's in whether you want to believe it or not, or whether you want to accept it or not, this nation is in severe trouble because you've got people like the last caller who are going to deny facts and then argue what is indisputable. Anyway, I'm not going to allow him to get under my skin. We attempt to have a conversation with him, but what's the point? You know, he doesn't, there's a block in his mind. And there are far too many people like him. And it is why the nation is in and faces the troubles that it faces, because he only sees things through one prism. And unfortunately, it's the wrong one. Got to go to a break. I see you, Tom. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Not going to waste my time with that kind of foolishness. Not today. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, in order to become a citizen in this nation, it's the cost is $725. It includes, and the majority of that is for filing fees, $640 for processing, and the biometrics fee is $85. And the fact that we don't have a system that has been upgraded enough to expedite bringing in all of these people, 18 million or so, who are legally waiting to become citizens in this nation. Republicans have been against doing the right thing, as always, when it comes to opening the opportunities for people who come from Central America and other parts, Caribbean and other places, and they want to pick and choose who they want to allow inside of the nation. And at the root of what is happening and taking place and slowing down the process, again, are Republicans. And to have, you know, people like the last caller who is ignorant because he doesn't read. And he wants to push back and argue with facts. He's always talking about facts. He doesn't have any. Let's go to the phone lines and Tom from LA. Hey, what's going on, man? Tom? I don't know. Is he there? Anyway.
Oh, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. So what's going on, man?
Okay. First, we the people are the government, and that means all of us, including CJ. The Republican Party is the party of death, or the pro-death party. what I'd like to say is it's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing to me that if you said to CJ, CJ, can you name one good thing that a Democratic person has done? Is there one good thing that Joe Biden has done? He would not come up with one. He has the same talk every single day.
I know.
Democrat Party, and it's just like, dude, we as Americans are supposed to speak out against our grievances about our government. I get that. But the thing is, you have plenty of progressives that will sit here and tell you some of the things that our Democratic Congress people have done that very much are not good or irritating or whatever it is that it is. He can't come up with one. He's like a robot.
Well, he's ignorant, man. Like, you know.
He just basically says Donald Trump did everything right. Joe Biden has done everything wrong.
But I mean, Tom, he can't help us. He can't help himself. He's ignorant.
It's really sad. I would really advise some counseling.
To argue about what is here in writing, and right. and that there are 18 million people waiting to enter into a nation that needs them, that needs the immigrants, and that the Republicans once again are blocking access.
Well, and Earl, here's another thing about these Republicans. You know, like Trump said, he wants only certain immigrants to come into the country.
Right.
Well, what made America America, or made America great, was the fact that we had the people that were not as industrious or were poor when they got here, and that's why they actually strived to actually have a successful business or an opportunity to make themselves better. If you get a bunch of billionaires or millionaires that are allowed in from Europe or whatever it is, you know, that's not helping the country. You know, what helps the country is bringing in the people that are on the lower rung of the economic scale and let them develop, you know, the idea of making it here in the United States. So I just get really, really tired of these Republicans that, you know, can't look at it like we're all in this thing together. I mean, why don't they just go on their own island and just be there in Somalia
with
their guns around and all that?
Well, Tom, again, his ignorance is, and people like him,
there's a lot like
I know, but what they mistakenly believe is that there's some nationality called an American. Yeah. There is no nationality called an American.
No,
you know, and Donald Trump is the same way, and all those people who think that way. Well, yeah. we're Americans, okay. And so what is the nationality of an American? There is no such creature. There never has been.
White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant.
Well, that's exactly what they want. But anybody who has any common sense knows that that's not an American. That's somebody that's somebody who came to a nation.
Exactly.
And named it America. That's not an American.
I'm a European American.
Well, that's correct.
This is from Europe.
The
thing is, you know, we all came from somewhere. And CJ, whether he believes it or not, came from somewhere. His ancestors did too. So, you know, get over this whole idea of we don't have an illegal immigration problem. We have an illegal employment problem in this country.
Well, Tom, again, 13 million people trying to get into the country legally. We can't find people to work, and we've got a system that is outdated, needs to be updated. And then you look and see, not surprisingly, Republicans at the root of trying to not even repair it. Well, and especially...
They would rather them be undocumented workers, so therefore they can actually have them come here and work for slave wages. That's really what they would rather have. They'd rather have it so they don't form a union, they don't become a citizen, and you know they're okay. They're actually okay with the undocumented and the illegal immigration, CJ, because then they don't have to pay those people as much money
as they would an actual registered or documented American.
Well, what
so
Americans?
That's why they don't.
Well, you know, Tom, what Americans should be outraged about is not all the people gathering at the border. They should be arguing about why our system is so archaic.
Money and politics.
And, yeah, and why we can't move forward. With that, again, the wealthiest nation on earth, the greatest nation on earth, but yet, and then to hear people say we can't afford to allow more people into the country. We've already got enough people. There's not enough land. I mean, just ridiculous statements.
They're scared for some notion that if a person becomes a documented American, not an illegal or undocumented person, but if they become an American, they're afraid on the right that those people will vote Democrat.
Yeah, that's like, that's what's at the root of it.
That's what's at the root of it. And you know, but they have no problem taking their slave labor as undocumented workers. So I'm, like I said, CJ, Your employers that are these big millionaires and billionaires that are on the Republican side, or maybe not even on the Republican side, these are people, they don't care. They want these people to be illegal so they can just hire them for $3 an hour.
But
that's what they
but
want.
But, Tom, here's the other part of it, because it's an oxymoron, right? The businesses need these people.
Yep.
Constantly griping about the fact that we don't have anybody to fill the jobs. The people are there at the border, right? The people are lined up legally trying to get in.
Yep.
And yet none of these things move forward because the very people who are Republicans are denying access, even though they need them. I mean, come on. You know,
the ones that love using this as a political wedge more than anybody else, because they really love illegal immigrants,
but that's,
because they can pay them.
But Tom, that's why I don't understand why the businessmen, the legitimate businessmen that need these workers, don't part company with the Republicans on this. Right? Maybe it's the other things that they want to stick with them on. But the fact that they need these bodies to come in and work and make sure that their businesses remain solvent is what's at the root of it, man. I don't understand
that. Well, remember, these people are mostly brown and black, too. And that scares the hell out of these white people that are insecure. So.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call, as always.
Thank you.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It never ceases to amaze me, the ignorance that's displayed in this nation. And the fact that people claim to be smart. But you can see right through what's behind their thoughts. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you